now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came. Your
boy! Welcome everybody.
Whoa, I'm counting it down.
Sorry, I'll just...
Ready?
Go on.
5, 4, 3...
Welcome everybody to the SNL Premier League podcast here on V2Football.com, sponsored by ArtOfFootball.com. Episode 9 we are of Series 4. Series 4, huh?
4.
So only one more to go in Series 4.
We have 40th episode,
40th, 50th, 50th, surely, isn't it?
No, 40th.
Is it? 1, 2, 3, 4.
So this is our 39th episode.
This is our 39th episode. Yeah. You're spot on, son. You're massive.
Episode 10, series 5 will be your 50th.
Son, you're right, son. Rachel Ryan over there. But yeah, we're back. We've had a couple of weeks off, international break, this, that and the other. But you're back now. Back with us, son.
Back.
What's the news? Has anything happened in the last week or so, Sam?
Well, yeah, obviously you know the reason I'm not, I haven't been here.
Obviously. Oh, no, Sam, but fun story, Sam.
I don't want to discuss it on live on air.
We're a fun podcast, Sam. So, any fun
story? Yeah, I did have a fun story to tell you.
Stuff off your chest out.
I've forgotten it.
Huh?
Something funny did happen, but I forgot.
He has had his beard professionally trimmed, ladies and gentlemen.
Again.
I don't know why I find it funny. I
can't help it, son. If I go to the bespoke barbers,
yeah,
and I have a shape, beard shape, and it's called, and I have a nice little hairdo.
It's a beautiful hairdo. It's a beautiful hairdo. It is, Al. Now, I want to get something on my chest, Al, because I've been holding this back, bottling it in for weeks, Al.
What? Is it something to do with me?
No, nothing to do with you.
All right.
It's to do with the council, Al.
The council.
Now, we've never heard us before. We do talk about football, trust me. Sooner or later, we will. But we talk about life as well, Al. And what's happening in my life, Al? The bins.
Oh,
the bins, Al. The bins.
Oh, is it like EastEnders bad, son?
Oh, I tell you what. First off, they tell you a story last month or so. You go up the tip now.
Yeah, we discussed this live on air.
Live on air, you've got to tear your badge open, your badge open, and check it.
You've got to see, yeah.
For recycling.
I told you, you can't get rid of a body that way.
No, that's right, I remember.
Not anymore.
I remember.
You've got to at least go to a pig farm.
Yes. But now, I get a leaflet through the door, Al, for the recycling. The pink recycling. We have pink bags for plastic, ladies and gentlemen. And you can only put plastic in there that holds its shape now, Al.
What do you mean, holds its shape?
Holds its shape. Like, you know, like a plastic container that holds its
shape. Like a milk carton.
Like a milk carton, like, you know, a grape basket thing or whatever, a tray.
A leftover moolah rice pot.
Yeah. So how this, Al, has infuriated me, because with that plastic you can't recycle now, where's it go? Where's it going to go?
Yeah.
Goes in your black bag. And we, ladies and gentlemen, at Swansea, it's like a third world out there because we're restricted to 3 black bags every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So now you're filling up a black bag even more, no? But they don't compensate that with your pink bag.
So, plastic that doesn't hold a shape, so that would probably be cling film.
Cling film, yeah, something like that.
Actually, why don't we make it into a ship?
They should make it into a ship.
Make it into a ship. Like, screw it up, make it in cock and balls, boom, throw it.
Yes,
it says it holds a shape, it holds a shape.
That's it, Al.
Once you wrap it up,
that's the answer.
It holds a shape.
That is the answer there. Yeah. That is it. And it's, you know, ooh, have this, isn't it? So there, mate,
yeah.
Went to the council. I'm going to do that, Al.
Do it, sir.
I'm going to get on, like, make cock and balls.
Cock and balls, that's king.
I've done it all the worse. But we'll talk about some football now, Al.
We should actually just quit the football and just have the Arsenal podcast.
It pretty much already is.
The Arsenal podcast that talks about random shit.
Excuse me, sip of tea there.
Sip of tea. How was your tea this week?
It's nice, Al. Have you done something different to it?
No, just a clean mug.
You haven't bleached your mugs, have you?
Ah, well, it gets to the certain point when it gets a bit tangy.
Yes.
And that point then is like, you got to clean it proper. And you start again.
Start the process, build it up again,
and then you're like, ooh, yes.
Because if you don't know, me and Alex are hardcore tea drinkers.
Hardcore.
And what you want to do, ladies and gentlemen, you want to get your mug, your favourite mug or cup, nicely tea stained inside.
No, we're not saying don't wash it. Give it a swill.
You don't need to scrub it. Give it a swill.
Put it on your drainer.
And that's it.
And build up your little stains.
Because, boom.
Scientifically proven to improve the taste of your tea.
There we are, ladies and gentlemen. We know what we're talking about here. Get on it. Get your dirty cups. Not dirty cups. No. Get your stained cups out.
Yeah. And it has to be, obviously, Yorkshire tea.
Got to be Yorkshire tea.
If it's not Yorkshire, it's not tea.
Yes, Al. Yes, we love that.
You know?
It's the catchphrase to go with, isn't it?
Why it's not, that's not being used. Because I tweeted them.
You tweeted them, have you?
I tweeted that couple of years back. And where they go for Michael Parkinson's advert. And
you know what they're doing, Al? What? They're waiting for you to leave this green earth, God green earth, whatever the saying is. So they don't have to pay you royalties for that. That's what's happening here.
I only asked them to pay me in tea.
That's all you want, son. That's all you want. That's how you keep beef happy.
I don't want no fucking sterling. I want tea.
No. But anyway, we'll crack on. We did, of course, mention there, we're sponsored by artoffootball.com.
Ooh,
Al.
Nice.
And you know, if you've never been on there, get on there, because the products there, the t-shirt, the prints, the canvases, are all fantastic. They're all handcrafted designs.
You're wearing one now, sir.
I'm wearing one now. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's John Walker, is. John Walker, Ipswich legend, son.
Yes.
Oh, love it.
Flying from Escape from Victory.
Oh, Flying Scotsman, we call him. And that's what they call him, artoffootball.com. They're all handcrafted designs which emulate the beauty of those split-second moments that you never forget. And they capture the energy, the passion and the euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of the football. And, of course, they only produce, Al, a limited number of each design.
Yeah.
So your T-shirt, like any good piece of art, is completely original and exclusive. And because we are sponsored by them, we've got an exclusive promo code to get 10% off.
Hey, what?
10% out?
10%!
10%! So get on there, promo
code. What's the code?
Ash and Al.
Oh.
Now it's the and symbol.
And, like.
Ash and.
The curly.
Yeah, the curly one above number 2 or 3 on the keyboard, I think it is. If you're on a laptop or computer. If you're on your
laptop.
Smart.
What is a laptop?
If you're on.
What is a PC?
If you're on your smartphones, you've got to get onto your numbers and symbols.
And we do have smartphones.
Get off your letters, get on your numbers and symbols. It's in there somewhere. Ash and Al, 10% off. You can't ask for more than that. But artoffootball.com, at artoffootball on Twitter. Find them on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Hopefully, next series, we'll try and get it up to 11% off.
11%. We're in negotiations. We're up to 10.2, I think, at the moment.
Yeah, 10.2 is it. I'm pushing 11 too much.
That's a bit far, Al. But, so crack on with that and get on that. But we'll start with the football, Al. Big weekend of action.
And coming to the end of the season.
It's
what every footballer, every football fan dreads. A season, end of a season,
end
without
season.
A major tournament in the summer.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing to do in the summer.
Nothing
to do. It's got to be, I know you got the ladies' European Championship. Under 21's maybe on somewhere, I don't know. But nothing major. In the game that we love. Copper America Robo?
Oh, it was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's 100th centenary though, maybe. Was it because they done 100th in it? But anyway.
What, 8 games left?
No, less than that, man. There's about six, seven games.
Well, some's got seven, some.
Yeah, some six, some seven. But, yeah. And, ladies and gentlemen, later on in the show, we will kick off our competition, exclusive competition. Which we will be running alongside Art of Football, of course. So
we've had some good competitions on this podcast.
Oh, we have, sir.
We have the goalkeeper gloves.
Goalkeeper gloves.
We have the computer game.
Computer games. We have a book, do we, or not? I can't remember.
Hey,
we have a book.
Do we?
Books, I don't know. We've had a lot.
We had a subscription to Zoo and Nuts.
Zoo and Nuts.
The only thing is, they stopped making it, so... You get the subscription.
Still get the subscription. Still get the
subscription.
Certificate. But yeah, so keep listening for that later on. But yeah, we'll kick on with the football. First game of the weekend. Tottenham Hotspurs 4, Watford 0, Al. Spurs up a second, momentarily cut the lead at the top of 4 points. Until Chelsea play later that day, of course.
We never know.
Dele Alli, Eric Dier and Son chipped in with 2.
He did, didn't he, Son?
Doing well lately, yes. Son. Fill in Kane's hole. Yes. I just come up with that. 11 wins in a row for Spurs now. 6 home wins on a trot.
They're title contenders next season.
They've got to be, aren't they? They're playing the best football in the league at the moment.
See,
I think
who's bringing in some as well.
That's it now, because they're set now. They need to push on now. Yeah. They need to take it to that other level, because there's going to be a lot of teams around them.
Champions League football next season as well, so they need to bring strength in the squad.
Exactly. Well, everyone around them is going to strengthen, so they have to, and they have to get it right. I mean, when they sold Bale a few years ago, they brought these players in who had now. They've come on as a team, I mean, they settled as a team together, and they're playing the best football in the league at the moment, I think. Best team to watch at the moment. And it's like, what struck me is, this is built over a couple of years now, 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah.
They're just improving.
Slowly graduating to a bit.
Yeah.
Title contenders.
And someone who, you look at the age of the squad, who could dominate for a good few years. And I don't think we've seen that. I mean, it's hard to compare to them because they were such a great team. Man United, when they started, and then youngsters were coming through.
Can't win nothing with youngsters.
And Fergie built that team up.
Did
and they got momentum every season. And then it was bang. Once they won one,
bang.
Bang. Like that.
Bang.
Bang. It's proper sound effects on this, ladies and gentlemen. And they just started winning everything. And you wonder if Spurs, like we've seen, you know, Man City have won things, but it's been sort of instant. They come in and spent that money. Chelsea did it. Spent that money and won. Whereas this is
gradually.
First time since probably Man United in the early Premiership days. It's just gradually come together and this squad has been built and developed all together. So an exciting future for Spurs, but realistically they're not going to win it this year. If they can finish second.
Never know, could have a Newcastle on our hands.
Chelsea. You never know. But they just seem to get the rubber of the bounce at the moment, Chelsea, so I can't see them.
Love it.
Watford staying 10th, 37 points. Still one more win just to guarantee safety, but they should stay up, shouldn't they? Really, should stay up. So, that was the early kickoff. Now, onto the 3 o'clocks, and another team who've really improved lately, Man City 3, Hull 1, El Hamadi with their own goal, Aguero and Fabian Delph, the forgotten man.
Fabian Delph, God, he's mighty.
He brought him in last week or the week before, didn't he, for a start? Was it when they played Chelsea, was that? Last week?
Was it?
Or in the midweek? But he's brought him back into the fold. Yeah, he's been a bit part now, but he seems to fancy him a bit, old Pep.
Does he?
I know.
Locker room, man.
Ranocchia for Hull.
Was that 3,200?
3,200.
Ranocchia 3,200.
Yeah, that's the one, son. I could be saying it completely wrong. Completely wrong. But Pep now, we give him a bit of stick at the start of the season. He's adjusted his play a bit and he's starting
and
to...
We'll carry on giving him stick to the end of the season.
Well, you know, he's at all this hype. There's just so much hype around him, wasn't there? But I think he's come in, he's realised how big the Premiership is now in terms of competitiveness.
It's not a one-team league, is it?
It's not a one-team league, sir. But they seem to be the last month or two really
gelling
together as a team.
Used to his style.
Yeah. Still think, you know, Pep is going to produce a good side. But it's...
Of course he's got fucking millions and millions and millions and millions.
But he's not going to dominate this league like he's been able to in Spain or in Germany, is he?
No,
because other clubs won't let it happen, obviously. And the competitiveness. But Hull away, they can't win. At home, great, son. Great, they can't lose, can they? 7 out of 8 games, I think.
Yeah, I know.
So,
what's his name? The manager?
Silva. Marco Silva.
He hasn't lost, 40 league home games?
Is it really?
He hasn't lost since he was in Portugal.
Yeah.
And it's like three clubs he's been at.
That's not bad, is it? It's not bad. He's making, well, he's making the Premiership seem a piece of piss.
Yeah.
If you play at home every week. That's when he goes away. You don't like your son. He hasn't taken his travel sickness tablets.
Nah, that's the thing.
I got to take it. I tell you now, Marco, son, what you want to do is you want to get ginger tablets, ginger vitamins.
Ginger, yeah.
Ginger vitamins. I know it turns your beard a bit colourful, but you really have through emotional sickness.
Or get the sweets. You can get the sweets, ginger sweets.
You can get ginger sweets once you can.
Yeah, just get a sack of them.
Sack your ginger sweets.
Sack them.
Because I've got to take ginger tablets, sir. Because
you're a wimp.
But not because I'm a wimp and a fanny. Just, you know, because Minecraft, for instance, there's everyone plays Minecraft, it can make you quite dizzy.
I remember.
Grand Theft Auto, Sam.
Yeah.
Sends my head spinning like candy floss, man.
I remember when we were young.
So I go,
when we were pups. You couldn't play the, was it, RPG game?
Can't do it, son. Can't do it. Kills me. I'm there. Yeah. I can get a good 20 minutes in, and then my head's gone. Oh, my head is gone.
You're playing Doom, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh. So I stick,
he's throwing up. He's like a junkie in the corner.
Yeah, I stick the FIFA now. Simple as that. But yeah, so Man City up to fourth, looking good now, playing consistently again for a top four finish. After there was a bit of a thing, wasn't it? Arsenal dropped out now. Man United slipped a bit. So it looks like Man City are going to continue on to top four, Champions League again. Next, Al, it's your club, Sam. It's the Borough. I see you wiping a tear away there.
Come on the Borough.
Come on the Borough.
Stay up, you bastards!
I can't
go! Go longer!
Goal disallowed, didn't we, yesterday? Goal disallowed. No, with Burnley. But battled hard, Burnley, though. Battled hard.
Our team's a battle, isn't it? Especially at Deepdale, is it?
No, it isn't. It's the cell net, it was.
Was it a roadside?
Yeah, Turf Moor, Burnley, please. Turf Moor.
I thought we was at Turf Moor. I thought it was Burnley.
No, it was at the Borough.
Oh, was that the Borough?
At the Cellnet Arena.
But the old Lenny Lawrence's stadium.
But now, a bit of controversy as well. We had all this stuff with Hull a year or so back, changing their name, Hull City Tigers. Apparently Middlesbrough now, they put in a request to change their name to Middlesbrough Nil.
You cheeky bastard.
I thought you liked that one, sir. But as you said, Al, they're perfectly set up now for a championship run, aren't they?
Yes. Set up perfectly for championship, son.
So
that's another 7 years for us now. Fucking hell.
24 points, they've got a game in hand. There's still a half chance.
We've had two games in hand and we haven't capitalised it.
That's the thing, I mean.
On it, you know?
Too many people look at them games in hand, well, there's 3 points extra, isn't it? And you add them on, don't you?
Yeah.
And then, you know, ultimately it comes, they lose them games in hand. Still
fucked. I think if we win every single game now,
yeah,
I think the most we can get is 44 points.
Well, that's safety, guaranteed. Guaranteed. One, four, I don't know how many games in one all season. It's got to be about five, isn't it?
Overall, we'll have 44 points if we win the last 7 games.
Hey, Leicester did it, son. Leicester did it, didn't they? And then they went and won a league the next season. It's possible, son. It's possible, isn't it? Not likely, but it's possible. Game, they got that game in hand. There's other teams about to move. Just
Swansea dip in as well.
Swansea dip in. Can't see him getting out of this. Swansea, no. I can't, to be honest with you. We'll move on to them later. But yeah, Burnley still on 36 points. Not completely safe, but there's so many teams below them. You can't see them slipping right down there. There's just too many places for them to drop. You licking your phone? What are you licking your phone for?
sticky stuff on it. And our cross bun.
Oh, he still is. You will love our cross bun.
Oh, I fucking love him. Hey, 2 packs, £1.50 in Iceland. Monster. King's Mill as well.
Oh, never.
King's Mill.
Oh, King's Mill, son.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a bit of King's Mill. Kingsmill farmhouse, I like, son.
Oh, yes.
Oh, beautiful it was.
I don't like a farmhouse, I'm not going to lie.
Yes. Oh, what are we on now? We'll move on to a pretty hard, tough game. Plenty of chances. Anyone could have won it. Stoke City 1, Liverpool 2. Jonathan Walters loves a goal against the pool.
Yeah, came back, didn't he?
And they come back then, yeah. Coutinho and Firmino, the twins. 2-1 winners. Liverpool third, 63 points. Stoke still on 36 points as well.
Yeah.
As same as Burnley, though. There's just too many clubs below them for them to drop down that many places, you would think. And they're more than good enough to get a couple of wins on it in the next six, seven games.
Oh, yeah.
Firmino booked for his celebration. Took his shirt off, Al.
Did he?
Took his shirt off. And I can't remember, I saw it on Twitter earlier today. I can't remember who tweeted it. Firmino has been booked in the last two, maybe three seasons, or whatever it is. He's been booked more than any other player in Europe for overzealous celebrations, they call it, taking the shirt off, whatever. You know, he just loves taking the shirt off.
So. Yes,
sir. You know, he's got nice tats.
Yeah, he's got lovely tats, isn't he? Yeah.
Nice tats.
Somebody, yeah. I was watching Championship football this morning, and somebody got booked for taking his shirts off. I can't remember now. Who was it?
I very much doubt it was anything to do with Ipswich.
Oh, an Ipswich, son. Ipswich. They don't even have him on the show, apparently.
No, I doubt they do, son. But yeah, battling performance for Liverpool coming back, but I mean, Stoke had so many chances. I saw the highlights. There was at one point, there was pretty much three or four players in the 6-yard box, and they still couldn't finish it. Another time, Berahino from inside the 6-yard box just couldn't finish it. It is Liverpool's defence for the Walters goal as well. So Liverpool battled well to come back and win it, but they still, their defence was absolutely shocking, and a better team would have put them well to bed before that. And Simon Mignolet.
Yeah.
He just turned into a
free kick there for Man United. We were kind of watching Man United versus Sunderland. Ibrahimovic,
Zlatan, looks at a free kick, 7 minutes gone.
Nah. And it's over the wall.
There's Mkhitaryan. Liam, bring me Mkhitaryan. But yeah, a better side would have absolutely nailed Liverpool, I think. The chances they gave away, they were just lucky that Mignolet turned into Yevlashin for the afternoon, son, because he was pulled off a couple of great saves.
Unusual for him.
It is unusual for him right now. He's one of these. He's a decent shot stopper, but overall keeper, he's terrible.
What I read today, going back to Man City.
Bravo.
Guardiola. Bravo's got world-class feet.
Anyway, is he? So was,
not in football, might be a good dancer.
Another swig of tea there. Yeah, I think there was another one on Twitter. Someone retweeted it and they said, oh, world-class feet, and stick him in midfield then.
Yes.
He can't fucking play in goal. But, but Liverpool hitting a bit of form, look like they're going to secure a top four finish as well.
Yeah, bastards.
Yeah. But we'll move on to nothing game, really, in terms of how it's going to affect the, you know, they're not playing for anything, they're not fighting off relegation. West Bromwich Albion, wankers, bastards and arseholes, up against Southampton.
It's one of them games, isn't it?
It's just one of them. This is
boring. It's like,
get them this
no point. Both teams are safe.
That's pretty much like 37 of West Brom's other games all season. I mean, unless you're a West Brom fan, you don't take much notice of them, do you? Well, there's a lot of other teams in the league, you know, most fans take notice of them.
They're just there, aren't they?
Whether it's just because it's Tony Pulis, you just know, well, they're going to stay up.
They just exist.
You just know they're not going to be in trouble. They're not really going to challenge, you know, top seven. Although, you know, they're eighth this season, of course, 44 points. And Southampton, ninth, 40 points. Jordi Klaassi with a goal. That's just a so-so game, really.
You're fucking Tom Cooper, then.
Huh? What did they do?
You too. Oh, God.
But, so, nothing to it. Nothing to it at all, was it? They shouldn't play these games, you know what I mean, should they? Really?
No, it's like, they shouldn't put on TV.
They shouldn't. We move on to the other West team, West Ham.
Oh, yeah, was.
West Ham 1.
Happy Isles.
Apple page. Swansea 0. Kayate with a goal. West Ham were bang in trouble before this, weren't they? Pulled themselves out a bit. They're up to 36 points now. They're only on 33.
Yeah, they
were right down there. Up to with 36 points. You expect them this was season.
They're playing in the Bobby Moore Stadium.
Playing in the Bobby Moore Stadium. Swansea, 18th. Obviously, Hull overtook them in the week, didn't they?
Yeah.
Swansea, 18th, 28 points. And they can't score enough now.
We'd be alright if go down as well. Swansea go down. Get to see our teams play.
We get I don't know what that is. And Ipswich ain't safe yet. Just about.
I don't know, my Blackburn. Blackburn slipped down to League One. Oh.
But so Swansea they just can't score enough. They got that goal against.
That's sick, is that?
I don't know.
What's happened there?
I've been looking at you for the last hour now. It had to come to it, didn't it?
You cheeky bastard.
You're too pruned now. You're too primmed and proper now, sir. You're not a real man.
I know, the sound of my beautiful. I am beautiful.
That's the next stage,
no matter what to say.
You are, son.
Words can bring me down.
I mean, they won it up against Spurs for 80 odd minutes today in the week. Conceded three
in the last minute, wasn't it?
I mean, that has got to knock your confidence completely.
Oh, I was watching it. Well, I was checking the score.
Yeah.
And I checked the full time score, and I'm like, 3-1, what the fuck's going on there? And I looked in, 89th and 290 minute goals.
I tell you, he's got it in my brother. And he's a Spurs fan, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
So he went down, he had a ticket. Went down to watch it. Left after 85 minutes.
Never.
He was gutted. He said, he texts everyone on a group text. Oh, this is shit. Fucking Spurs. I'm not watching this. I'm going home. So he left on the way home then. Texas then. 1-1. 2-1. 3-1. He was gutted.
You should never leave the game.
No.
Until the final whistle.
We've done it at Wembley, son. Wembley Stadium. The new Wembley.
New Wembley.
Went to go and watch England play Holland in a friendly. You know, because they had to postpone the first one because of the riots a couple of years back, didn't they?
Yeah. And you set them off, didn't you? You set them. Because you did them.
It was me.
Brixton riots, wasn't it? Yeah, fucking you, remember?
But anyway, the next year, they replayed it, didn't they? They went to play it again. So we went to watch it. And the other brother broke his ankle.
Yeah.
So he was on crutches. So we got to 80 minutes, I think we were losing like 1-0 or something, maybe 2-1, or 1-1, shit game, innit, friendly, all the subs, we'll leave early, innit, beat the rush out of Wembley, gets upside, all you hear is cheering, we finished 3-2 at the end, innit, missed about 5-4 goals, got it, but Swansea, bang in trouble, can't see him scoring at all. Llorente's been out injured, blah, blah, blah. But it's a problem with a lot of teams. See, he played, might have been on against Tottenham. The other one, AU.
Jordan
AU. But he's not he played him up top, he's not a striker. Now, we played him with Gylfi Sigurdsson and someone else, anyway. Basically, playing the Dutch boy it was. Can't remember his name. Winger. Yeah. But it's basically playing three attacking midfielders there, up front. Now, Jordan Ayew, who's a good player, but he's more of a winger and attacking midfield, as we see with Aston Villa last year.
Yeah.
One of Villa's best players, but he wasn't wasn't a goal scorer, let's be honest. But it's the same with teams like Liverpool, you know what I mean? Coutinho, Firmino, they're not strikers. Not many teams playing without now strikers. You've got Tottenham, Harry Kane.
And they wonder why they can't score goals.
Well, exactly, you've got Tottenham, Harry Kane, you've got Chelsea, Diego Costa, out-and-out striker they're playing with. And look at the success they have, Man City, Aguero, an out-and-out striker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, these are class players, Coutinho and Sigurdsson and whatever. But at the end of the day, you're asking them to do a job that... they're not really built for sometimes. But anyway, that's my rant on that, son. That's more rant.
You do off rant, son.
Oh no, I'll get off on myself.
I'm trying to watch the football. You ranting on?
And with Daniel, South Coast, Bournemouth, is that South Coast?
South Coast, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah,
yeah. Go down to Bournemouth. Where they play? Dean's Court? Where they play? With Dean? No, who's that? Brighton?
I don't know when.
Vitality Stadium or something, isn't it?
Vitality Stadium, what was it called before that, though?
It's just sponsorship, isn't it? Anyway, 3-1 evening kickoff. Bournemouth 1, Chelsea 3. Smith on goal, Hazard, Alonso for Chelsea. And the King for Bournemouth, thank you very much. But Chelsea stay first, 75 points, extend their lead back to 7 points.
Dean Court,
I thought it was. And Bournemouth on 35 points, still not completely safe. And I tell you where they went wrong, they started Jack Wheelchair. Didn't they?
Did they?
He left him out, didn't he? He left him on the bench for the last two games. What happens? They won.
Yeah.
He brings him in, starting lineup, and he goes down 3-1. He's just a luxury player. I think he's too much of a luxury player. He's a...
Yeah, and then sore roll, is he?
No.
All season?
No. He smokes 20 a day, son. Jack Rothman's wheelchair.
He's got it now because all the cigarettes are black, isn't he? Black covers with pictures of people dying on it. So he's like in the supermarket for hours. He can't pick the ones he wants.
There's one of those here on a bag of tobacco. There's a man there lying naked, stark naked, son, on a bed, just crouched together, holding his knees. You see him on his side, stark naked, smoking causes impotence.
I'll have to keep my eye out for that. Obviously, we don't smoke, so.
No, we don't smoke.
I just had a woman in front of me today, in CKs, I was like, looking at the fags, I'm like, oh, fucking hell, getting photos.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't smoke because you get impotent.
Yeah,
get impotent. We don't smoke, and you know, got a dick like toffee, sir.
Fuck toffee, sir. I got the other problem, right, son. I can't keep it down.
Can't keep it down, son. But yeah, I mean, obviously, we're not laughing at anyone with impotence because it happens.
It will happen to us later in life.
Happened to Pele, sir. Happened to Pele.
Yeah.
Happens to the best of us. You know what I mean? but anyway, back to the football. Chelsea 3-1. Expected result. I think they got a bit lucky. Diego Costa deflected goal off Smith for the own goal, the first goal. Hazard was just a well-rounded finisher on the keeper. But, you know, they didn't have it all their own way. And you just wonder, you know, they're winning games, but they're not playing like they were. Whether that pressure now of getting over that finish line is starting to get them a little bit.
Yeah, Chelsea.
Yeah. Still, they're not going to be caught, I don't think, because they're not playing enough of the big teams.
I would love it. Love it.
You would, though. You would indeed. And, of course, that is a Saturday game. And as you heard, we are currently recording this while we're watching Sunderland against
Manchester.
Sunderland against Manchester United. Yeah, calm down, son. Calm down.
Because I've got a bit of news for half-time.
Calm down, dear.
Oh, with the kazoos. They said news, actually, Duple.
Oh no. But yeah, so we're obviously not going to be talking about the Super Sunday games, Sunderland Manchester United, unless, you know, something happens as we're watching it.
Yeah.
And we'll just randomly shout 80 out.
80 minutes gone by, it's 0-0 at the Stadium of Strike.
But yeah, and obviously lately you've got Liverpool, Everton, and Monday Night Football, Crystal Palace against.
Liverpool, Everton today?
Everton, Leicester.
Oh, right.
What did I say? Liverpool, do Everton. Did I say that, though? Everton against Leicester, sorry, Goodison. And Crystal Palace against Arsenal for Monday Night Football.
Arsenal!
Should be a good game, that, at Selhurst Park.
Yeah.
Should be a good one. Under the lights, as they say. Under the lights! And Arsenal need a result. I think, really. Well, Palace need a result as well.
I fancy Palace.
I fancy Palace. Under the lights on Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Soccer.
Under the lights. Anyway, I hope to God they're playing under the lights now. I'm going to look a damn fool. A damn fool.
Yeah.
But yes, and that is, usually it's half time on just our Premier League review. But because we've got things planned for the second half, that is just half time.
What we've planned for the second half?
Well, we got guests. We've got to find out, hopefully, if we can get through to him, where Roy is now.
Where Roy
is now. And obviously, the beer mat quiz, very important.
Oh, yes.
The beer mat quiz, ladies and gentlemen, coming up. So we're just on half time in the whole show. So,
before I blow the kazoo, I have to report, ladies and gentlemen, we have had a loss
No.
In the Arsenal podcast family. A tragic incident happened. But a day after we last recorded, the usual pink kazoo that I use for halftime show, smashed to pieces. I've taken a picture. I forgot to tweet to it, son. Send it to you. But we have lost the traditional halftime kazoo, the pink one.
No.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have to choose a new colour.
A new colour.
Green or orange.
Oh, my
God. This is the orange one. This is the green one.
Oh, now. The green one sounds like it's got a bit of meat on it.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, green.
It gotta be green, son.
Ladies and gentlemen, new halftime kazoo. In honour of the old one, I will do the
10 kazoo salute. There we go. We'll miss you,
kazoo. I was going to do the old... can't remember what it's called now.
We'll miss you, kazoo.
Kazoo.
One of the best.
Tragic.
One of the best.
Tragic.
Huh?
Oh.
Did he have a traditional burial at sea or just in the plastics? Because he owes his sheep, he does.
Let's not talk about death.
No, it's too soon.
Our family.
It's too soon.
Our national podcast family.
No,
you can't. Ladies and gentlemen, half time.
Half time. I tell you what, Al. I swear, I thought about him, man.
Yeah.
I thought about him. I know that's going to happen every show now. When you toot that green kazoo.
I'm going, mate, I'm going.
I'm going to think about old Pinky. So
why were you underneath my sofa? Why did I fall on my sofa? First of all, I thought I cracked the sofa. And I fell on it. And then I looked down and I'm like, oh no! Pinky, the half-time kazoo.
God. Yes, that is the half-time on the Arsenal Premier League podcast. So now we have a few plugs. We'll have a plug on this show, Al.
Yeah, have a plug.
Our old mate Seamus is taking a break.
Is he?
Yeah,
he's... You didn't inform me?
He's lost it, I think, Al. To be honest with you, he's going, I don't know, he's lost his tablets, his accent tablets.
It happens, son, it happens. The best of us.
But we did it, of course, we are the podcast on the v2football.com. Check out their website, some great articles. Interviews and the likes all on there, v2football.com, on Twitter, on Facebook, you'll find them all on there. Also the other podcasts on the website, you've got the 72 show, all things Football League, or the Premier League, then the Football League.
Yeah.
Simple as that. We covered all the bases, except non-league and women's football and anything else? Any other football?
South American football. MLS football.
Yeah. MLS football.
Chinese league.
But we have got the European leagues covered.
The hipsters.
With a hipster's guide to Europe. I think it's a monthly show now. Not weekly like the 72 show ourselves. So check that out. And also the V2 football podcast. The original podcast on the website. Usually released every Wednesday, Thursday. With all the football news, big stories from the week, funny stories of the week, a bit of quizzing, a bit of jovial times, you know?
A bit like ours, but not as good.
A bit like ours, but we review the games, don't we, Al?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Not as much filth as us, Al, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, we filth.
Not as much cock jokes.
No.
You know, things like that. So, but still, it's still worth a listen.
You know? Yeah, go on, have a listen.
Have a listen. And of course, we said we are sponsored by artoffootball.com, exclusive to the Arsenal Premier League podcast and V2 Football. We have a 10% discount code, Arsenal, the AND symbol, Arsenal, for artoffootball.com, fill your baskets up and get some of their incredible handcrafted designs which emulate the beauty of those split second moments, the ones that you never forget, and they capture that energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from the one magical kick of a football. And of course they only produce a limited number of each design, so like any good piece of art, and we know some trained artists, they are exclusive and completely original.
I like the 2U kits by you one.
Kicking the swordings.
Kicking the advertising board.
Kicking the shite out of Adidas. But yes, so artoffootball.com, add artoffootball on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You name it, they're on it. Ooh. Don't worry about that.
MySpace.
Bebo,
are they on there?
MySpace and Bebo.
That's from
the
past, isn't it?
It is.
MySpace is still a thing. Was it shut down?
Bound to be, you know, someone. There's going to be someone on there, still on there. One day, they're all going to come back.
They come back to MySpace.
I'm going to talk to someone again.
And they can see all my music videos I've put on.
But now, ladies and gentlemen, of course, that noise is going to come out now.
What noise?
The noise of you rubbing your socks. 2 yards away from the dictaphone, son. From the microphone. You can't, son, you can't.
Look at my feet, son, look at that. Hoofs there, look at that.
Yeah, it's like a hoof in it. Fair does.
The devil's hoof.
Well, of course, right, coming up we have our guest, of course.
Rudyard Kipling.
And while we're plugging out, let's mention the competition.
Oh, what then?
So Watford fans, get your phones out. If you're not
Elton, that's you, son.
Elton, he'd love this. Because we have a great Watford print.
Luther Blessed.
No, it's entitled Golden Boy. Which is Troy Deeney, of course.
With
a fabulous strike. As he's hit it, whoosh, flash. Beautiful strike. So we'll obviously post a picture on our Twitter, at Ashnell Podcast.
Yeah, he posts this, man.
At Ashnell Podcast, I'm sure it'll be on VT Football.
I can't do it because I'm still locked out of the account.
Well, it's not my fault, Sam. It's not my fault because I forget the password every time, and then I've got to change it every time, and I even forget it again. See, but yes. Anyway, so for your chance to win,
your password, the Ashnell Podcast,
because that's what it was first, and I forgot it.
Well, Ashnell 2, Ashnell 3.
I know.
It's for both.
You're just telling everyone our passwords now.
Am I though? Am I giving misdirection?
But if you get on our Twitter, you'll see a tweet on there. Just follow and retweet.
What about our last names?
For your chance to enter.
Calvus Lobum. Ooh, sound like a fuck.
You're just giving ideas.
Fuck you. Do all that, didn't I?
Calvus Lobum. Foster and Allen.
Yeah.
The next Foster and Allen.
Mulligan O'Hare.
But yeah, so get on there. You'll find a tweet about the competition. Retweet it and follow us. If you're not already, just retweet it if you are already.
What's the question?
There's no question. You're just going to follow and retweet it, the tweets.
That's not much of a question, isn't it? Should I have a question?
What kind of question do you want, though?
I don't know.
Huh?
What was Les Ferdinand's first professional goal against?
Well, if it's not Watford, that's a pointless question for this competition, isn't it?
What was John Barnes' first professional football goal against?
Don't know. Go on.
I don't know.
Al, I like your questions. I love the quiz. You love the quiz, sir.
Who doesn't love a quiz?
But the hassle, people have to go through of emailing me an answer, or you an answer, this, that, and the other, end with a name and details. Whereas if you just follow and retweet, bang, instant, son.
All right, then we'll go your way.
Yeah. So just follow and retweet the tweet, and you're entered. Simple as that. For a chance to win that beautiful golden boy. You can. Huh? You're allowed to use our discount code, Ashnell. If there's anyone out there who sees that image and thinks, I can't wait to see if I win this competition, get on their website, enter the promo code Ashnell for your 10% discount.
Yeah. And you might be that lucky winner.
You might bloody.
You might buy yourself a new T-shirt and then get a lovely Troy Deeney print.
Boom. You never know. Oh. You never know.
Oh, it's a goal, ladies and gentlemen.
Goals. Zlatan scores.
29th minute. God bless you, son. He's in my dream team.
Is he? Yes.
I changed my team. I got Jamie Vardy up front now.
Jamie Vardy,
him and...
Go on.
I can't remember the other dude apparently up front.
Who is he? Defoe?
No, he scored though. He keeps scoring.
Does he? Who scored, Al? What score is it? Scored this week? King?
In the midweek.
As a... Oh, I don't know, I can't remember the midweek games. Jesus. I can't remember the midweek
games.
I'll tell you now, son.
I'll tell you what it is now. Wait, just wait. Oh, Wilcox.
Yeah, it's you. Fair does. Anyway, that is the end of our half times, and we will crack on with the show. still to come, obviously, coming up next, we've got we'll find out where Woy is now. Obviously, we'll have our guest then. And we will climax with a beer mat with a beer mat quiz out. Tense beer mat quiz is going to be.
Yeah.
Without a shadow.
They don't know yet.
They don't know. We'll tell you what's going on at the end of the show there. So, it's time now to find out where Woy is now. Roy, where are you?
I was. This week I've just come back from Orlando. I watched WrestleMania 33 with my friend Uwe Wozler.
Oh, there we go.
We saw Roman Reigns beat the Undertaker.
Thank you very much.
It's all right, Buzz.
Speak to you next week, Roy.
Yes, okay.
Thank you very much. Wow, there we are. And that was...
WrestleMania, he was at Orlando watching WrestleMania.
Gets up out as Roy.
With Uwe Rosler.
All the free time they got, see, that is. And that was Where's Roy Now? So, ladies and gentlemen, we did have a guest lined up, but unfortunately we couldn't get connected. Today we will try again next week, maybe. But we'll move on. We'll move on to the Beer Mat Quiz.
The climax
of the show, Al.
Yeah.
And the big news is I'm leading 6-4.
Yeah.
Now, what we do, ladies and gentlemen, in our series, we have, it's the fourth series, we have 10 episodes in each series. And our quiz will only run over the series. Once there's a new series,
new quiz,
it's nil-nil all over again. We start again.
Wipe the clean slate.
That's right. So as I'm leading by two,
wipe the slate clean.
Wipe the slate clean now. That's right. Make me look like a fool now. Agreeing with you, like a damn fool. As I'm leading by two, and there's only two shows left. If I get this one right this week, I've won. You can't catch me, Al.
I can't catch you, sir. I'm actually sure I can't.
But, obviously, I mean, we had this situation last series, where I was two behind,
yeah,
with two shows left. I brought it back to tie on the last show, and, of course, I won the tiebreaker.
Yeah. If we go to tiebreaker this year,
yeah,
arm wrestling.
That's fair enough.
You know I've never lost an arm wrestler.
Oh, I don't want to do arm wrestling then. but yes, so it is all riding on this then, gentlemen. So God knows what we're going to do next week.
You got a sign under the...
I got it.
Dragon of Krakow.
So I don't know what we're going to do next week if I get this right now.
Uh-huh.
We have to just, I don't know, have a game of Cluedo or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll play for fun. But anyway, if you've never listened to it before, Jesus Christ, where have you been?
Aye. Huh? It's a 39th episode for
Come
Christ
on, sake. Goodness sake. Jump on a gravy train. Anyway, the basic premise is we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with four footy questions on each. We each pick a card and ask the other one a question. Hope we get yours right. Hope they get theirs wrong. We start by...
Never run out.
Now, obviously, we have asked some of these before. You might pick a similar card than what we've had before. So some of the questions we may have asked. But there'll always be a question on there. that we haven't asked. So, we start, as always, in our best 80s comedian's voice.
70s.
70s, also. I'm asking you to pick...
My mother-in-law is so fat.
So pick a card. Any card.
England.
Any card. I'm going to pick this on England then as well. And now it is you to ask me first.
Okay, right there again. Right, we've had
that or shall we? I mean, that's the schedule. Huh? Should we build up that tension a bit more? Should you ask me last? Because if I get it wrong... If I get it right, there's no point in me asking you a question, is there?
Yeah, all right then.
I'll ask you first.
Okay.
Let me just quickly scan...
You can only have one in mind.
All right. Let me scan this thing now then. We will go four. Right, number one, number two, number three. Only number four we've had on this, Al. So you've got one, two, and three, I think.
I'll go for number one.
Number one. Here we go. The earliest forms of football have been traced back to around the 2nd century BC. Now, you like this because you love history, son.
I don't like history.
In which country was there evidence of this first discovered? A. Japan. B. China. C. Italy. D. Greece.
Oh, C.
You saying C?
No. The three I was thinking of are three there. Whoa. I'm going to roll out Italy straight away.
Gone? Italy gone?
Italy's gone.
Italy's gone. We're down to Japan, China and Greece.
I want to say Greece, but I don't think it is Greece. I think it's China or Japan. And I got to go for China.
China. He's going for B, ladies and gentlemen. The answer is B, China.
Ah!
He pulled it. Pulled it out of the knapsack. Right out of the bag there. What an answer. Fair does. He worked it out. I told you, ladies and gentlemen, he has history.
I don't like history. I don't. I save my whole time in history books.
Right, that's closed the gap. Much like Spurs and Chelsea, that's closed the gap. 6-5 it is. All on this, Al. All on this. What's my number?
What? Number two, sorry.
Number two, then, I'll have, please.
In which country did the 2006 African Cup of Nations take place? Was it A, Nigeria? B, Tunisia? C, South Africa, or D, Egypt Shah?
Oh, right. I'm down to two, Al. I have a 50-50. I'll go Tunisia and Egypt, it is. And I'm going to go for 2006. You think back, what was I doing in 2006? It was a World Cup year, son. I probably didn't take a lot of note of African nations. Tunisia.
You with that fellow, aren't you?
I'm going Tunisia.
Tunisia!
Yeah.
Oh, he's got it royally!
Oh,
it's Egypt!
No!
It's Egypt!
No!
Oh! 6-5, we go to the last episode!
Oh,
what a thrilling episode! Oh, he's finally got one wrong!
Oh, my God! 6-5.
Oh, you know how close I was going to go for Egypt? Japan, in mind. And I had to go for China. 6-5.
Got that!
Oh!
Absolutely got that.
Oh! 6-5!
I was there and I was thinking, there's a little pun there, Sphinx. Because you like history, son, you'd appreciate that, don't you?
Yeah. Now, when I read that out, I didn't know the answer, but I knew it was a North African.
You'd have went for Tunisia or Egypt, wouldn't you, son?
North Africa. I know it was North Africa.
You'd have done what I did. Got that, well, 6-5 goes to last week, Al.
Oh,
that's right, I have attention.
Oh.
The first question I got wrong, World Series.
He's brought it back, the true champion. The true king of the North.
The true champion, shut up. You mug. So, anyway, that...
Muggy, you can't.
So that, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of episode 9 of the Ash and Al Premier League podcast. Thank you for joining us.
Good to be back.
Good to be back. Of course it was. And, well, we'll be back next week for the season finale. Yes, and in the meantime, have a good week.
And be lucky.